In a world brimming with endless possibilities, have you ever wondered why some people effortlessly achieve their seemingly impossible dreams, while others struggle to attain even their smallest goals? Is it merely a matter of luck, or is there something deeper at play? In this captivating series, we will delve into the world of the lucky person syndrome, exploring the secrets behind those who seem to effortlessly attract good fortune. Through 10 insightful lessons, we'll uncover the principles and strategies that empower you to harness the power of luck and shape your own destiny. Prepare to challenge your beliefs, adopt a new mindset, and unleash your full potential. Whether you believe in luck or not, this series will provide you with practical, actionable insights to become the master of your own fate. Join us on this transformative journey as we unveil the hidden secrets of luck and discover how we can all become the luckiest people alive. Lesson 1. Understanding luck. Is it magic, chance, or something more? Hey there, curious minds. Today we're kicking off our exploration into the fascinating world of luck. We're going to dive deep into what it really means, debunk some common myths, and start unraveling the secrets to becoming the luckiest person you can be. Now, let's be honest, we've all had those moments where we've exclaimed, "Wow, that was lucky," or, "Ugh, why am I so unlucky?" But what is luck, really? Is it some mystical force, random chance, or something we can actually influence? The many faces of luck. The concept of luck has captivated humanity for centuries. Ancient cultures often personified luck as deities or spirits, like the Greek goddess Tyche or the Roman Fortuna, who were believed to spin the wheel of fortune, bestowing blessings or misfortunes upon mortals. Even today, many people carry lucky charms or perform rituals to try and attract good luck. But beyond these mystical interpretations, luck can also be understood through a more practical lens. From a scientific perspective, luck is often seen as the intersection of chance and opportunity. It's about being in the right place at the right time and having the preparedness to seize the moment when it arises. Busting the luck myths. Now let's debunk some common myths about luck. Myth 1. Luck is purely random and can't be influenced. While luck certainly involves elements of chance, it's not entirely out of our control. Our actions, attitudes, and choices can significantly impact the likelihood of experiencing favorable outcomes. Think about it this way. If you're constantly complaining about your bad luck and wallowing in self-pity, you're less likely to notice or seize opportunities when they arise. But if you cultivate a positive mindset, stay open to new experiences, and actively seek out opportunities, you're increasing your chances of encountering lucky breaks. Myth 2. Some people are just born lucky. While it might seem like some folks have all the luck, this perception is often skewed by what psychologists call confirmation bias. We tend to notice and remember the times when things go well for these lucky people, while overlooking their struggles and setbacks. In reality, luck tends to even out over time. What might seem like inherent luck is often the result of hard work, preparation, and a willingness to take risks. Myth 3. Luck can be controlled through superstitions and rituals. While lucky charms and rituals might provide a sense of comfort or confidence, they don't have any direct influence on the laws of probability. However, the belief in these practices can create a self-fulfilling prophecy. If you believe you're lucky, you're more likely to act in ways that attract positive outcomes. The role of chance and opportunity. So, if luck isn't entirely random or controlled by superstitions, what is it? It's the fascinating interplay between chance and opportunity. Chance. These are the random events that happen in life, the unexpected twists and turns that we can't predict or control. It's the sudden job opening, the chance encounter with an old friend, or the unexpected rainstorm that cancels your picnic plans. Opportunity. These are the situations that arise from chance events, the possibilities that we can choose to act upon or ignore. It's recognizing the potential in that job opening, reconnecting with that old friend who might have valuable connections, or embracing the rainy day as an opportunity to cozy up with a good book. The key to becoming lucky. The key to becoming the luckiest person alive lies in your ability to recognize and seize opportunities when they present themselves. It's about being prepared, being open-minded, and having the courage to take action even when faced with uncertainty. As the Roman philosopher Seneca wisely said, "Luck is what happens when preparation meets opportunity." So, start cultivating those skills, expanding your knowledge, and building your network. The more prepared you are, the more likely you'll be to recognize and seize those lucky breaks when they come knocking. In our next lesson, we'll dive deeper into the mindset that attracts luck. We'll explore how optimism, gratitude, and a positive outlook can create a self-fulfilling prophecy of good fortune. Until then, keep your eyes open for opportunities, and remember, luck favors the prepared mind. If you find value in this video, don't forget to subscribe to our channel, give us a thumbs up, and type "keep it up" in the comments below. Lesson 2: Mindset for Luck, the Mental Magnet for Good Fortune. Hey there, luck enthusiasts. In our first lesson, we explored the concept of luck, debunked some myths, and highlighted the interplay of chance and opportunity. Now let's dive into the heart of the matter, the mindset that attracts luck. Get ready to discover how your thoughts, beliefs, and attitudes can act as a powerful magnet for good fortune. The lucky mindset, more than just positive thinking. The concept of a lucky mindset isn't just about plastering on a smile and hoping for the best. It's about cultivating a set of attitudes and behaviors that make you more receptive to opportunities, more resilient in the face of challenges, and more likely to create your own luck. The ancient Stoics, those philosophical champions of reason and virtue, understood the power of the mind in shaping our experiences. They believed that our thoughts and perceptions have a direct impact on our reality. As Marcus Aurelius, the Stoic emperor and philosopher, famously said, "The happiness of your life depends upon the quality of your thoughts." Key elements of a lucky mindset. So, what are the key ingredients of this elusive lucky mindset? Let's break it down. Optimism. Lucky people tend to have a generally optimistic outlook on life. They expect good things to happen, and they're more likely to see the silver lining in every cloud. This optimism fuels their perseverance and resilience, essential traits for turning potential luck into actual success. Gratitude. Gratitude is like a superpower for attracting luck. By appreciating what you have, you shift your focus from scarcity to abundance, making you more receptive to the good things that come your way. As the saying goes, gratitude turns what we have into enough. Flexibility. Life is full of unexpected twists and turns. A lucky mindset embraces this uncertainty, allowing you to adapt and pivot when things don't go according to plan. It's about seeing challenges as opportunities for growth and learning, rather than roadblocks to success. Curiosity. A curious mind is always open to new experiences, new ideas, and new connections. This inquisitiveness expands your horizons and increases the likelihood of stumbling upon serendipitous opportunities. As the physicist Albert Einstein once said, "I have no special talents, I am only passionately curious." Proactivity. Lucky people don't just wait for opportunities to fall into their laps. They actively create them. They set goals, take initiative, and pursue their dreams with passion and determination. Remember, as the saying goes, luck is what happens when preparation meets opportunity. The self-fulfilling prophecy of luck. Here's where it gets really interesting. Your belief in your own luck can actually become a self-fulfilling prophecy. When you believe you're lucky, you're more likely to act in ways that attract positive outcomes. You'll be more confident, more proactive, and more resilient in the face of challenges. Think about it this way. If you believe you're unlucky, you might hesitate to take risks or pursue opportunities, fearing that things will inevitably go wrong. But if you believe you're lucky, you'll approach those same situations with a sense of optimism and confidence, increasing your chances of success. Practical steps to cultivate a lucky mindset. So, how can you cultivate this lucky mindset? Here are a few practical tips. 1. Practice gratitude. Start a gratitude journal, write thank you notes, or simply take a few moments each day to reflect on the things you're grateful for. 2. Challenge. Negative thoughts. When those self-doubting thoughts creep in, challenge them with positive affirmations and evidence of your past successes. 3. Visualize success. Imagine yourself achieving your goals and experiencing good fortune. This mental rehearsal can help you build confidence and attract positive outcomes. 4. Surround yourself with positivity. Spend time with people who uplift and inspire you, and avoid those who drain your energy or reinforce negative beliefs. 5. Take action. Don't just sit around waiting for luck to find you. Set goals, make plans, and take consistent action towards your dreams. Remember, a lucky mindset is a choice. It's about cultivating optimism, gratitude, flexibility, curiosity, and proactivity. By embracing these qualities, you'll not only increase your chances of experiencing good fortune, but also create a more fulfilling and joyful life. In our next lesson, we'll explore how to create and seize opportunities, turning chance encounters into stepping stones for success. Until then, keep those positive vibes flowing, and remember, luck favors the prepared mind. Lesson 3. Creating opportunities. The proactive path to luck. All right, folks. In our previous lessons, we've explored the concept of luck and the mindset that attracts it. Now, let's roll up our sleeves and get proactive. Today's lesson is all about creating opportunities, because luck isn't just about being in the right place at the right time. It's about creating the right place and time. The ancient Stoics, those philosophical powerhouses, believed in taking charge of your own fate. They understood that while we can't control every aspect of life, we can control our actions and attitudes. As the Stoic philosopher Seneca put it, "Luck is what happens when preparation meets opportunity." So, let's get prepared and start making our own luck. The myth of the passive observer. Many people think of luck as something that just happens to them, like winning the lottery or stumbling upon a hidden treasure. But the truth is, luck often favors those who actively seek it out. The more you put yourself out there, the more likely you are to encounter opportunities that can lead to success and fulfillment. Think of it like fishing. You could sit on the shore all day, hoping a fish will magically jump into your lap. Or you could cast your line, try different bait, and explore different spots until you find the perfect catch. The same principle applies to creating opportunities in life. The more proactive you are, the more likely you are to reel in those lucky breaks. Practical strategies for creating opportunities. So, how can you become a proactive opportunity creator? Here are a few strategies. 1. Set clear goals. The first step is to know what you want. What are your dreams, your aspirations, your burning desires? Once you have a clear vision, you can start taking concrete steps towards making them a reality. As the saying goes, a goal without a plan is just a wish. 2. Network like a boss. Building relationships and connecting with others is a powerful way to open doors and create opportunities. Attend industry events, join online communities, and reach out to people you admire. Remember, you never know who might have the perfect connection or piece of advice that could change your life. 3. Embrace continuous learning. The world is constantly evolving, and so should you. Invest in your personal and professional development by reading books, taking courses, and attending workshops. The more you learn, the more equipped you'll be to recognize and seize opportunities when they arise. 4. Step outside your comfort zone. Opportunities often lie outside our comfort zones. Don't be afraid to try new things, take calculated risks, and embrace the unknown. As the entrepreneur and author Tim Ferriss says, "What we fear doing most is usually what we most need to do." 5. Be a problem solver. Look for problems that need solving and then create solutions. This is the essence of entrepreneurship and innovation. By identifying pain points and offering creative solutions, you can create opportunities for yourself and others. The Stoic Challenge. Take charge of your destiny. Remember, luck isn't just about chance. It's about creating your own opportunities. It's about taking action, embracing challenges, and constantly striving to become the best version of yourself. So, I challenge you to step out of your comfort zone and start creating your own luck. Set ambitious goals, network with intention, and never stop learning. Embrace the Stoic mindset of self-reliance and proactive action, and watch as opportunities start to unfold before you. As the ancient Chinese philosopher Lao Tzu said, "The journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step." So, take that first step today and start creating the lucky life you deserve. Lesson 4. Building relationships, networking and luck. It's who you know and who knows you. All right, folks, let's talk about something that can be a game changer when it comes to attracting luck, building relationships. Now, I'm not talking about shallow networking or social climbing. I'm talking about genuine connections built on trust, mutual respect, and a willingness to help each other out. The ancient Stoics, those wise philosophers who emphasized virtue and community, understood the importance of strong relationships. They believed that we're all interconnected, and that by helping others and contributing to the common good, we ultimately benefit ourselves. As the Roman emperor and Stoic philosopher Marcus Aurelius put it, "What is good for the hive is good for the bee." The network effect, expanding your opportunities. In today's world, it's often said that it's not what you know, but who you know. While that might sound a bit cynical, there's a kernel of truth to it. The people you surround yourself with can open doors, provide valuable insights, and offer support when you need it most. Think of your network as a web of connections, each strand representing a relationship you've built. The stronger and more extensive your network, the more opportunities you're likely to encounter. It's like having a team of scouts out there, constantly on the lookout for potential opportunities that align with your goals and interests. Beyond business cards, building genuine connections. But building a strong network isn't just about collecting business cards or adding people on LinkedIn. It's about cultivating genuine relationships based on trust, respect, and mutual benefit. The Stoics would remind us that true connection comes from authenticity, generosity, and a willingness to contribute to the well-being of others. Imagine you're at a networking event. Instead of focusing solely on promoting yourself, take a genuine interest in the people you meet. Ask questions, listen actively, and find ways to connect on a deeper level. Offer your help or expertise without expecting anything in return. By building these authentic connections, you're creating a network of people who are invested in your success and who are more likely to think of you when opportunities arise. The power of giving back. The Stoics believed in the concept of oikiosis, which translates to appropriation or making something your own. It's about recognizing our interconnectedness and taking responsibility for the well-being of others. By helping others succeed, we create a positive ripple effect that ultimately benefits us all. Think about those times when you've gone out of your way to help a friend, a colleague, or even a stranger. Maybe you offered a word of encouragement, shared a valuable resource, or made a connection that led to a new opportunity. These acts of kindness not only strengthen your relationships, but also build goodwill and create a sense of reciprocity. People are more likely to help those who have helped them in the past. The Stoic challenge: cultivate your network. So, here's the challenge. Start actively cultivating your network. Attend industry events, join online communities, and reach out to people you admire. Focus on building genuine relationships, offering value to others, and contributing to the common good. Remember, as the American author and motivational speaker Harvey Mackay once said, "Dig your well before you're thirsty." Building a strong network takes time and effort, but it's an investment that can pay off in countless ways. By connecting with others, offering support, and sharing your own expertise, you're creating a fertile ground for luck to flourish. So, go out there and start building those relationships. You never know what opportunities might be waiting just around the corner. If you find value in this video, don't forget to subscribe to our channel, give us a thumbs up, and type "keep it up" in the comments below. Lesson 5: Taking action from dreams to reality. All right, folks, in our previous lessons, we've talked about the importance of mindset, creating opportunities, and building relationships when it comes to attracting luck. But let's be real, all the positive thinking and networking in the world won't get you anywhere if you don't take action. This lesson is all about turning those dreams and plans into reality, because as the saying goes, actions speak louder than words. The Stoic call to action. The ancient Stoics, those wise philosophers who emphasized virtue and living in accordance with nature, were all about taking action. They understood that while contemplation and reflection are important, they're meaningless without action. As the Stoic philosopher Epictetus put it, "It's not what happens to you, but how you react to it that matters." In today's world, it's easy to get caught up in the endless cycle of planning and dreaming. We create vision boards, set goals, and talk about all the amazing things we're going to do someday. But without action, those dreams remain just that, dreams. The Stoics would challenge us to bridge the gap between intention and reality, to turn those aspirations into concrete steps and tangible results. Why action is key? Taking action is crucial for several reasons. Manifesting ideas. Ideas are the seeds of creation, but they need to be planted and nurtured to grow. Action is the fertile soil that allows your ideas to blossom into reality. Building momentum. The first step is always the hardest, but once you start taking action, you build momentum, making it easier to keep going. It's like pushing a boulder up a hill. It takes a lot of effort at first, but once it starts rolling, it gains momentum and becomes easier to move. Learning and adapting. Action provides valuable feedback. You learn what works and what doesn't, allowing you to adjust your approach and improve your strategies. It's like a scientific experiment. You test your hypotheses through action and gather data that informs your next move. Creating opportunities. Sometimes the simple act of taking action can open unexpected doors and lead to new opportunities. By putting yourself out there and engaging with the world, you increase your chances of encountering lucky breaks and serendipitous encounters. Overcoming fear and doubt. Fear and doubt can be paralyzing, preventing us from taking the necessary steps to achieve our goals. But action is the antidote to fear. By taking that first step, you break the cycle of inaction and build confidence in your abilities. Real-world action, turning dreams into reality. Let's bring this Stoic wisdom into the real world. Imagine you've always dreamed of starting your own business. You've spent countless hours brainstorming ideas, researching the market, and creating a business plan. But fear of failure holds you back. You worry about financial risks, competition, and the possibility of rejection. The Stoic approach would be to take action, even if it's imperfect or incomplete. Start small, test your ideas, and learn from your mistakes. As the entrepreneur and author Reid Hoffman said, "If you are not embarrassed by the first version of your product, you've launched too late. Or perhaps you've always wanted to learn a new language. You've downloaded language apps, bought textbooks, and even watched instructional videos. But you haven't actually started practicing." The Stoic approach would be to dive in, even if it means making mistakes or feeling silly. Start speaking, even if it's just a few basic phrases. The more you practice, the more confident and fluent you'll become. The challenge: embrace action, embrace growth. Remember, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. Don't let fear or procrastination hold you back. Embrace the Stoic principle of action and start turning those dreams into reality. So here's your challenge. Identify one small action you can take today towards a goal that's meaningful to you. It could be sending that email, making that phone call, or signing up for that class. Whatever it is, take that first step and keep the momentum going. As the ancient Chinese philosopher Lao Tzu said, "A journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step." So, take that step today and start creating the life you've always dreamed of. Lesson 6. Resilience and persistence, the dynamic duo of luck. Hey there, resilient explorers. In our journey towards becoming the luckiest people alive, we've covered a lot of ground. We've talked about mindset, creating opportunities, building relationships, and taking action. Now, let's tackle two qualities that are absolutely essential for attracting and maintaining luck: resilience and persistence. The ancient Stoics, those philosophical badasses who faced their fair share of adversity, knew a thing or two about resilience and persistence. They believed in facing life's challenges with courage and determination, never giving up on their goals, no matter how tough things got. As the Stoic philosopher Epictetus famously said, "It's not what happens to you, but how you react to it that matters." Bouncing back from setbacks, the art of resilience. Let's face it, life isn't always a smooth ride. We all encounter setbacks, failures, and disappointments along the way. But it's how we respond to these challenges that defines our resilience. Resilient people don't let setbacks derail them. They see them as opportunities for growth and learning. They dust themselves off, analyze what went wrong, and come back stronger than ever. Think of it like a boxer in the ring. They might get knocked down, but they get back up, ready to face the next round. They learn from their mistakes, adjust their strategy, and keep fighting until they achieve victory. That's resilience in action. The power of persistence, never giving up. Persistence is the unwavering determination to keep going, even when faced with obstacles and adversity. It's about staying focused on your goals, refusing to give up, and pushing through challenges until you achieve success. Think of persistence like a marathon runner. They don't stop at the first mile, or even the tenth. They keep putting one foot in front of the other, fueled by their passion and determination, until they cross the finish line. That's persistence in action. The dynamic duo, how resilience and persistence attract luck. Resilience and persistence are like a dynamic duo when it comes to attracting luck. Here's how they work together. Resilience opens doors. When you bounce back from setbacks, you show the world that you're not easily defeated. This resilience can attract opportunities and support from others who admire your strength and determination. Persistence creates momentum. By consistently taking action and pursuing your goals, you build momentum. This momentum can lead to unexpected breakthroughs and lucky breaks as you gain visibility and attract the attention of those who can help you succeed. Resilience and persistence build confidence. Overcoming challenges and staying committed to your goals builds confidence. This confidence can attract even more luck as you radiate positivity and inspire others to believe in you. Practical tips for building resilience and persistence. So, how can you cultivate these essential qualities? Here are a few tips. 1. Embrace a growth mindset. View challenges as opportunities for learning and growth rather than as signs of failure. 2. Develop a strong support system. Surround yourself with positive and encouraging people who believe in you and your goals. 3. Practice self-care. Take care of your physical and mental health. Exercise, eat well, get enough sleep, and engage in activities that bring you joy and relaxation. 4. Celebrate your wins. Acknowledge and celebrate your accomplishments, no matter how small. This positive reinforcement will keep you motivated and persistent. 5. Learn from your setbacks. Analyze your failures and extract valuable lessons from them. Use these lessons to improve your approach and increase your chances of success in the future. Remember, resilience and persistence are not innate traits. They're skills that can be developed and strengthened over time. By embracing challenges, staying committed to your goals, and learning from your experiences, you'll become a magnet for luck and achieve the success you deserve. In our next lesson, we'll explore the fascinating world of intuition and how it can guide you towards lucky opportunities. Until then, Stay resilient, stay persistent, and keep those lucky vibes flowing. Lesson 7. Developing intuition, your inner compass for luck. Hey there, intuitive explorers. Today we're diving into the fascinating world of intuition. It's that gut feeling, that inner voice, that sometimes seems to know things before your conscious mind catches up. It's like having a built-in radar for spotting opportunities and navigating life's twists and turns. Now, intuition might seem a bit mystical or even magical, but it's actually a very real and powerful tool that we all possess. The ancient philosophers, like Socrates, believed in the power of inner wisdom and the importance of listening to one's daimon, or inner voice. Even today, many successful people attribute their achievements, at least in part, to their ability to trust their gut instincts. Understanding intuition beyond logic and reason. Intuition is often described as a knowing without knowing. It's that feeling you get when you just know. Something is right or wrong, even if you can't explain why. It's the flash of insight that leads you to make a decision that defies logic but turns out to be the best choice. Think of it like this. Your conscious mind is like the tip of an iceberg, while your subconscious mind is the vast, hidden part beneath the surface. Intuition is like a message from that deeper part of yourself, drawing on a wealth of experiences, observations, and knowledge that you might not even be consciously aware of. The science behind intuition. While intuition might seem mysterious, there's actually a lot of science behind it. Neuroscientists have discovered that our brains are constantly processing information, even when we're not consciously aware of it. This subconscious processing can lead to insights and gut feelings that guide our decisions and actions. Some researchers believe that intuition is linked to the brain's ability to recognize patterns. By drawing on past experiences and observations, our brains can quickly assess new situations and make predictions about potential outcomes. This can manifest as a gut feeling that something is good or bad, or a sudden flash of inspiration that leads to a creative breakthrough. Practical tips for developing intuition. So, how can you tap into this powerful inner compass? Here are a few tips. 1. Pay attention to your gut feelings. Start noticing those subtle sensations in your body and those quiet whispers in your mind. The more you pay attention to them, the more you'll recognize their wisdom. 2. Practice mindfulness. Mindfulness meditation can help you quiet the noise of your conscious mind and tune into your intuition. It's like creating a clear channel for those inner messages to come through. 3. Keep a journal. Write down your intuitive insights and track their accuracy over time. This can help you build trust in your intuition and recognize its patterns. 4. Spend time in nature. Nature has a way of calming the mind and opening us up to deeper levels of awareness. Take a walk in the woods, sit by a lake, or simply gaze at the stars. You might be surprised at the insights that arise. 5. Trust the process. Developing intuition takes time and practice. Don't get discouraged if you don't always get it right. The more you trust your gut, the stronger it will become. Intuition and luck, a powerful combination. When you combine intuition with the other principles we've discussed, a positive mindset, proactive action, and strong relationships, you create a powerful formula for attracting luck. Intuition can help you recognize opportunities. That gut feeling that tells you to attend a certain event or reach out to a particular person might lead to an unexpected opportunity. Intuition can guide your decisions. When faced with a difficult choice, trusting your intuition can lead you to the best path, even if it defies logic. Intuition can help you avoid pitfalls. That nagging feeling that something isn't right might save you from a bad decision or a potentially harmful situation. The Stoic challenge: trust your inner wisdom. The Stoics believed that true wisdom comes from within. They encouraged us to cultivate our inner voice and trust our own judgment. So, I challenge you to start paying attention to your intuition. Listen to those gut feelings. Follow those flashes of insight and see where they lead you. As the American author and poet Maya Angelou once said, "I've learned that people will forget what you said, people will forget what you did, but people will never forget how you made them feel." Similarly, you might forget the logical reasons behind a decision, but you'll never forget that feeling of knowing you made the right choice. So, trust your gut, follow your heart, and let your intuition guide you towards a life filled with luck and fulfillment. Lesson 8. Attracting Luck. The Law of Attraction. Think it, feel it, get it. Hello, lucky magnets. Now, we're tapping into the exciting world of the Law of Attraction. It's the idea that your thoughts, feelings, and beliefs can shape your reality. In essence, like attracts like. So, if you want to attract more luck, you need to start by aligning your energy with the positive outcomes you desire. Now, the Law of Attraction has roots in ancient philosophical and spiritual traditions, but it's also gained popularity in recent times through books and films like The Secret. While some might dismiss it as wishful thinking, there's a growing body of evidence suggesting that our thoughts and emotions can indeed influence our experiences. Understanding the Law of Attraction. At its core, the Law of Attraction is based on the idea that everything in the universe is made up of energy, including our thoughts and feelings. The theory suggests that when we focus on positive thoughts and emotions, we vibrate at a higher frequency, attracting positive experiences into our lives. Conversely, when we dwell on negativity, we attract more of the same. Think of it like a radio. If you want to listen to a specific station, you need to tune your dial to the right frequency. Similarly, if you want to attract luck and positive experiences, you need to tune your thoughts and emotions to the frequency of abundance and possibility. The role of thoughts, beliefs, and emotions. So, how do your thoughts, beliefs, and emotions play into the Law of Attraction? Thoughts. Your thoughts are like magnets, attracting experiences that match their frequency. If you constantly focus on lack and negativity, you're more likely to attract situations that reinforce those beliefs. But if you focus on abundance, gratitude, and possibility, you'll open yourself up to opportunities and experiences that align with those positive vibrations. Beliefs. Your beliefs about yourself and the world around you shape your reality. If you believe you're unlucky or undeserving of success, you'll create self-sabotaging behaviors that prevent you from achieving your goals. But if you believe you're capable, worthy, and lucky, you'll take actions that lead to positive outcomes. Emotions. Your emotions are the fuel that powers your thoughts and beliefs. When you feel good, you're more likely to think positive thoughts and attract positive experiences. Conversely, when you feel bad, you're more likely to attract negative outcomes. Practical tips for applying the Law of Attraction. So, how can you harness the power of the Law of Attraction to attract more luck? Here are a few tips. 1. Clarity is key. Get clear on what you want to attract into your life. Write down your goals, create a vision board, or simply visualize your ideal outcomes. The more specific and detailed your vision, the more powerful your attraction will be. 2. Feel the feels. Connect emotionally with your desires. Imagine how it would feel to achieve your goals and cultivate those feelings of joy, gratitude, and excitement. The stronger your emotional connection, the more magnetic your attraction will be. 3. Take inspired action. Don't just sit around waiting for your dreams to manifest. Take inspired action that aligns with your goals. This shows the universe that you're serious about attracting what you desire. 4. Practice gratitude. Express gratitude for what you already have and for the good things that are yet to come. Gratitude amplifies positive energy and attracts more abundance into your life. 5. Surround yourself with positivity. Spend time with positive people, read inspiring books, and listen to uplifting music. This will help you maintain a high vibrational frequency and attract positive experiences. The Stoic connection, aligning with the Logos. The Stoics believed in the concept of the Logos, a universal principle of reason and order that governs the universe. They believed that by aligning our thoughts and actions with the Logos, we could live in harmony with nature and achieve a state of tranquility and fulfillment. In a way, the law of attraction can be seen as a modern interpretation of this ancient Stoic principle. By focusing on positive thoughts and emotions, we're aligning ourselves with the positive energy of the universe, attracting experiences that support our growth and well-being. The challenge: become a magnet for luck. So I challenge you to embrace the law of attraction and become a magnet for luck. Start by getting clear on your goals, cultivating positive emotions, and taking inspired action. Practice gratitude, surround yourself with positivity, and trust that the universe will support you on your journey. Remember, as the saying goes, whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. So, choose to believe in your ability to attract luck and create the life you desire. The power is within you. Lesson 9. Gratitude and Luck, the Dynamic Duo. Hey there, luck seekers. Today, we're diving deep into the heart of gratitude and how it's like a magnet for good luck. We'll keep it real, sprinkle in some wisdom from the ages, and show you how this stuff plays out in your everyday life. Gratitude, more than just saying thanks. Gratitude isn't just about good manners. It's a superpower that can seriously level up your life. It's about truly recognizing and appreciating all the good stuff you've got going on, big and small. The ancient Stoic philosopher Epictetus was all about this. He said, "He is a wise man who does not grieve for the things which he has not, but rejoices for those which he has." Basically, don't focus on what's missing, celebrate what you've got. The gratitude shift from meh to magnificent. Gratitude has this amazing way of flipping the script on your whole outlook. Instead of focusing on what's going wrong, you start noticing all the awesome things that are going right. It's like putting on a pair of rose-colored glasses, but without the cheesiness. Think about it. Have you ever had a day where everything seemed to be going wrong? But then, you took a moment to appreciate something. Maybe a beautiful sunset, a kind gesture from a friend, or even just a good cup of coffee. Suddenly, the whole vibe shifts. That's the power of gratitude in action. The science of good vibes, gratitude, and your brain. Turns out, gratitude isn't just a feel-good concept. It's backed by science. Studies show that practicing gratitude can actually rewire your brain, making you happier and more resilient. It's like a mental workout, but instead of building muscles, you're building positivity. Gratitude in action, real-life examples. Let's bring this down to earth with some everyday examples. The job hunt struggle. You've been sending out resumes like crazy, but no luck. Instead of feeling defeated, take a moment to appreciate the skills and experience you do have. This positive shift can boost your confidence and make you more attractive to potential employers. Relationship woes. Maybe things are a bit rocky with your partner or friends. Instead of focusing on the negatives, try expressing gratitude for the good times you've shared. This can help rekindle the connection and bring back the good vibes. Health challenges. Dealing with a health issue can be tough, but even in the midst of it, you can find things to be grateful for: the support of loved ones, the resilience of your body, or even just the simple act of breathing. This gratitude can help you stay positive and motivated on your healing journey. Gratitude and luck, the cosmic connection. So, how does gratitude attract luck? It's all about energy and alignment. Raising your vibe. Gratitude raises your vibrational frequency. Think of it like tuning into a radio station that plays only good news. When you're vibrating at a higher level, you're more likely to attract positive experiences and opportunities, aka good luck. Opening the door to opportunities. When you're focused on the good, you're more likely to notice opportunities that come your way. It's like having a radar for luck. Building strong relationships. Gratitude strengthens your bonds with others. And guess what? People who like and support you are more likely to help you out, offer advice, or even introduce you to someone who can change your life. That's luck in the making. Practical tips: how to cultivate gratitude. Ready to boost your luck with gratitude? Here are some simple practices you can try. Gratitude. Journal. Start or end your day by jotting down a few things you're grateful for. It could be anything: your comfy bed, a funny meme, or the fact that you woke up this morning. Gratitude. Meditation. Take a few minutes each day to sit quietly and focus on feelings of gratitude. Let those good vibes wash over you. Gratitude in conversations. Make it a point to express your appreciation to others. A simple thank you can go a long way. Gratitude for challenges. This one's a bit trickier, but try to find the silver lining in difficult situations. What lessons can you learn? How can you grow stronger? The ripple effect, gratitude in the world. Gratitude isn't just about personal gain. It has a ripple effect. When you express gratitude, you spread positivity to others, creating a chain reaction of good vibes. It's like throwing a pebble into a pond. The ripples extend far beyond the initial impact. So, let's make gratitude a habit, not just for attracting luck, but for creating a happier, more fulfilling life for ourselves and everyone around us. Remember, luck favors the grateful. So, go out there and start counting your blessings. Lesson 10. Living a lucky life. Embrace the journey, celebrate the wins. Hey there, lucky legends. We've reached the final lesson in our quest to become the luckiest people alive. We've covered a lot of ground, from understanding the nature of luck to cultivating a lucky mindset, creating opportunities, building relationships, and developing resilience. Now, it's time to put it all together and embrace the journey of living a truly lucky life. The ancient philosophers, like the Stoics, emphasized the importance of living in accordance with nature and virtue. They believed that true happiness comes from inner peace and fulfillment, not from external circumstances or fleeting moments of luck. As the Stoic philosopher Seneca wisely said, "Luck is a matter of preparation meeting opportunity." Embracing your luck, it's all about perspective. Living a lucky life isn't just about winning the lottery or having everything go your way all the time. It's about recognizing and appreciating the good fortune that's already present in your life and cultivating the mindset and habits that attract even more luck. It's about seeing the opportunities in challenges, the lessons in setbacks, and the beauty in the everyday moments. It's about living with intention, gratitude, and a sense of wonder. Key principles for a lucky life. So, what are the key principles for living a lucky life? Let's recap. 1. Cultivate a lucky mindset. Embrace optimism, gratitude, flexibility, curiosity, and proactivity. These qualities will make you more receptive to opportunities and more resilient in the face of challenges. 2. Create your own opportunities. Don't wait for luck to find you. Set goals, network, learn, and take action. The more proactive you are, the more likely you are to encounter lucky breaks. 3. Build strong relationships. Connect with others authentically, offer value, and be a supportive friend and colleague. Strong relationships can open doors and provide valuable support on your journey. 4. Develop resilience and persistence. Don't let setbacks derail you. Learn from your mistakes, bounce back stronger, and keep pursuing your goals with unwavering determination. 5. Trust your intuition. Listen to your gut feelings and follow your inner wisdom. Intuition can guide you towards opportunities and help you make the best decisions. 6. Embrace the law of attraction. Focus on positive thoughts and emotions, visualize your goals, and take inspired action. By aligning your energy with your desires, you can attract more luck and abundance into your life. 7. Practice gratitude. Express gratitude for what you have and for the good things that are yet to come. Gratitude amplifies positive energy and attracts more blessings. 8. Share your luck. Be generous, kind, and supportive of others. By helping others succeed, you create a positive ripple effect that benefits everyone. 9. Stay open to change. Embrace the dynamic nature of life and be willing to adapt and evolve. Change can bring unexpected opportunities and new levels of luck. 10. Celebrate your wins. Acknowledge and appreciate your accomplishments, no matter how big or small. Celebrating your wins reinforces positive momentum and attracts even more success. The Stoic perspective, living in harmony with nature. The Stoics believed that true happiness comes from living in harmony with nature and accepting what we cannot control. They emphasized the importance of focusing on what we can control, our thoughts, actions, and attitudes, and letting go of attachment to external outcomes. In the context of luck, this means embracing the uncertainty of life and focusing on the journey, not just the destination. It's about appreciating the present moment, cultivating inner peace, and finding joy in the process of growth and self-discovery. The challenge: live your luckiest life. So, my friends, the challenge is simple. Go out there and live your luckiest life. Embrace the principles we've discussed. Cultivate a positive mindset. Take action. Build relationships. And never stop learning and growing. Remember, luck is not just about chance. It's about creating your own opportunities, recognizing the good fortune that surrounds you, and sharing your blessings with others. By living with intention, gratitude, and a sense of wonder, you can unlock the full potential of your luck and create a life filled with joy, fulfillment, and success. As the great philosopher and poet Ralph Waldo Emerson once said, "Shallow men believe in luck or in circumstance. Strong men believe in cause and effect." So, be a strong person, take charge of your destiny, and create the lucky life you deserve. Thank you for joining me on this incredible journey. I hope these lessons have inspired you to embrace your luck, create your own opportunities, and live a life filled with purpose and passion. Remember, the luckiest person alive is the one who chooses to see the good in every situation and who actively creates their own fortune. So, go out there and shine.